Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hour number two here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Time flies when you're having fun. Andy Bunker, Smoking Joe Patrick, getting you ready for the Falcons and the Patriots this afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, Foxborough, Massachusetts. Difficult stadium to get to. When I lived in Boston, we went to a couple Patriots games, and you don't want to drive because it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, one way in, one way out. So we took the train, which was pretty fun.
I was going to say, how else do you get there?
But the train just kind of, there's not like a station really at Foxborough. They just, they kind of stop near a field, and then you get out, and then you wander your way to the stadium. They should build a station, you know?
Like, is it like a temporary stop for game days?
Yeah, they only stop there on game
interesting.
Days. And then you wander back out through the field, and then another train will come and take you back
sounds
to
like
Boston.
Sounds like a music festival or something.
Yeah. You know, it's very... It was great, and it worked out fine, but yeah, it's weird. Foxborough is not really close to anything. It's like halfway between Boston and Providence, Rhode Island, like 45 minutes from each.
See, I always assume, as a Southerner, I always assume that like when you're up there in that part of the world, like everything's close to everything. Like there is nowhere, like because it's all so condensed.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. Like all the cities are really close to each other. You can get from Boston to New York on a train and not very long. But no, there's a lot of nowhere. Trust me. Just go to New Hampshire. It's all nowhere.
Touche.
Or Eastern Massachusetts.
I have been to Maine. Massachusetts. There's a lot of nowhere in Maine.
It's pretty nowhere though. It's good looking nowhere.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Fantastic.
All right. Anyway, back to business here. The Falcons taking on the Patriots this afternoon. Let us hear who will be playing and who won't be, Joe.
I would love to tell you that, Andy. And the injury report is brought to you by Baron Burton's Fire Shire. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit the WSauce.com. And Andy, you know, this injury list for the Falcons could have been a whole lot worse because we had the likes of Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Michael
everybody
Penix.
Was on it on Friday.
Yeah, so many people. It was like half the team, basically. Tyler Allgeier, Jake Matthews, Caden Ellis. So these
were those guys able to practice?
Yes.
Like what was like? Because I saw so many names on the limited participant list on Friday.
So all those names that I mentioned, all of them were full participants in practice by Friday. In some cases, like I mentioned, Caden Ellis, he was rested a day, not injury related. So, but for one reason or another, a lot of important names on this injury report for the Falcons, but let's stick to who's out and who is a questionable status going into today's game. Out will be Storm Norton, who we thought might make an appearance. You know, his 21-day to return has opened, but and was a full participant Wednesday and Thursday, but didn't practice Friday and is out of this one with a foot. Don't know if that's new. Apparently, the injury he had before was an ankle.
Mm.
And so we still have some maybe information to be learned about his status just in general going into next week, which you might do either after the game today or on Monday, certainly. Billy Bowman also will be out. A guy who's just kind of quietly missed several games in a row here, which I think has been a pretty big blow for the Falcons secondary.
This will be his third straight game missed, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, D. Alford's done all right, but it helps to have both of those players, both Alford and Bowman, available to help make up some holes in the secondary. Casey Washington also missing today. Devin Tompkins is a practice squad elevation for this game, who is essentially taking his role, although I don't know how much we'll actually see of Devin Tompkins on the field. And Zach Harrison, huge miss for the Falcons today, continues to miss with a knee.
Second straight game
missed. And I thought, like, he's not been talked about at all because JD Bertrand has been you know, very visible in that respect in terms of the Falcons defensive shortcomings. But I thought missing Zach Harrison on that defensive line, just that is so much juice you're losing up front. And we saw his ability to make tackles in the backfield against San Francisco, where I thought he was their best defensive player.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it in the first hour, about Devon Diablo probably had been the MVP of the defense. I think second to him is Zach Harrison.
Yeah.
Zach Harrison's played really well.
I think he's playing at like a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to make a Pro Bowl, but he's playing at that level.
It'd be great to get him back out there.
Yeah.
And maybe he can work his way into a Pro Bowl.
That would be great.
But yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's there's so much frustration and so much bad has happened over the last couple of weeks that it's hard to really dig into all of the details of it. But a lot of really important guys on that defense that had led to them playing the way that they had have missed the last couple of games.
Yep.
Devon Diablo chief among them, but Zach Harrison, Billy Bowman, like you said, who's really off to a nice start his rookie year. Jalen Walker missed the last couple of games.
Just going to mention him. He's questionable coming into this one. He was a limited participant in practice every day this week. Tough to say, like in a situation like this when he's been limited and he's got a kind of a soft tissue injury, which is a hamstring, I believe, or a groin, I'm sorry, which is something that they were also being careful with him in training camp.
Yeah, I remember he missed some time in training camp.
Yeah, so it's just tough to tell if he's going to be able to make it to play or not today, but they certainly could use him. Incredible in the run-stopping game, which is going to be important for this Falcons team against the Patriots. Also, Leonard Floyd questionable, so that's two edge defenders. And then maybe most importantly is Jesse Bates, who was technically questionable. He was a limited participant in practice all week. I think he's going to play. I wouldn't say that think that he's going to miss this one, but technically listed as questionable.
His name has come up a few times with me and Randy throughout the year. Again, there's bigger fish to fry that we spend more time on.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he's played to the level that we've seen him play his first couple of years here in Atlanta. Jesse Bates, that is, so far this year.
Yeah, and it's tough to really be able to kind of get into the nitty-gritty of, like, how effective or not he's been. He certainly hasn't had the splash plays.
Yeah, those turnovers aren't there.
That's
sure.
Obvious. But there's also been some moments, like against the Bills. I forget which tight end it was that Josh Allen threw a touchdown to. Was it Dawson Knox,
I believe,
in that game? Where I think that's Jesse Bates' guy, and he just kind of loses him and you know, allows an easy touchdown
there's
there.
There's been a couple of them. One of the touchdowns in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, tough to, but you know, obviously you want a player like him out there, of course.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he's one of the most important players on defense. So hopefully he goes.
Not a long list at all for the Patriots. They are extremely healthy. They only had a handful of guys that were on their injury report at all, and a couple of them were just rested for not injury related. But they are going to be missing one offensive starter, a key player for them, and Ramondre Stevenson, the running back. If you have him in fantasy lineups or whatever, make sure you remove him because he is not going to play, didn't practice all week with a toe. Who Jeff Ulbrich called Marshawn Lynch 2.0, Ramondre Stevenson, just in terms of like the physicality.
All right.
Of
all right. Pump the brakes.
But that
a
means
bit.
You're probably going to get some more Travion Henderson this week, finally, from the Patriots, who kind of have been hesitant to use him too much. But
Ramondre has been very good for the Patriots. He does fumble. So obviously him not being out there is a big deal for them, but also he's a guy who would turn the ball over and put the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Travion Henderson fumbled at the goal line last week too, because he got quite a bit of run last week playing when they had a really nice performance against the Browns. Other than the ability to block Myles Garrett, which no one can do,
no one can do.
He got 5 sacks last week. But Travion's looked good in the limited amount that they've used him. He's a good player, so I wouldn't look at that as oh good that guy's out. Their run game will suffer. I think Travion Henderson can hurt you.
He's a home run hitter too. Like he can change the game in an instant on one run. He has breakaway speed. So yeah, definitely going to be someone that the Falcons have to watch out for. But overall, on the injury front, you know, while we were saying it was maybe fortuitous timing for the Falcons to have their bye week the week that they did when they were able to get A.J. Terrell back for that Monday night game, now I feels like you. It always feels like fortuitous timing when you have your bye week, because of course you always have injuries, and so it's always like, oh, this is a great week for us to get healthy.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
You had that week almost
every
week.
To me, it never feels good though when it's that early.
I know, for sure.
I don't think there's any perfect time to have a bye week, but I always like when there's an equal amount of games or as close to an equal amount of games before and after. And then last year they had a super late bye, and that actually, well, it didn't really end up mattering, but that can be nice too because everybody's banged up by then.
From my understanding too, the Falcons got screwed on their bye this week, where normally when you play a game abroad, you get to choose your bye week in terms of when you have it. And now it's more, it's a request that teams get to make if they want to have their bye week after that international game.
Here's why. Because pretty soon everyone's going to play an international game every year.
Exactly. That's exactly
every
right.
team is going to have an international. That's where we're headed. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many there were this year. 10
There won't
or something
be a team.
Like
there will just be a game outside of the United States every week.
Every week. Yeah, there won't be a team over there. No. Mm-hmm. But week one, week two, week three, all the way through week 18, there will be two teams playing either in London or Berlin in this case, or
Brazil, Mexico,
or Spain, or who knows? Who knows what's next? Maybe we'll go over to Dubai. Maybe we'll play some games over there.
Wouldn't be shocked.
The Saudis have a lot of money. They'll probably pay you to come over there. Who knows? But that's what's happening.
We could also get an additional bye, though.
That will happen, too.
Yeah.
All of these things are going to happen. They are going to play 18 games. They will give you an additional bye. They will start the season a little earlier so they can end the season on President's Day weekend so we can all finally get the thing that we've wanted forever.
Give me less preseason football, please. I want less preseason football.
There will
that's
be
all
less
I
preseason
want
football.
Is less football.
There will be two preseason games. You will still be charged full price to get into them, but there will be two preseason games, 18 regular season games, two bye weeks, and the Super Bowl will happen on a Sunday that is followed by a holiday, so we can all enjoy the Monday off. It will no longer be the least productive day in the American economy every single year when everyone's hungover after Super Bowl Sunday. A couple familiar faces for Falcons fans that you'll see lining up for the Patriots offense today. Austin Hooper is their backup tight end. Hunter Henry is kind of their main guy. But Austin Hooper caught the ball a couple times last week in that game. And then Mac Hollins, who will undoubtedly show up to the stadium today without shoes on and probably a weird Halloween costume. He's in their receiving corps as well.
Yeah.
A couple
Always
familiar
fun.
Faces.
That was just a fun character, Mac Hollins.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard that he lived in a house that had like no furniture in it. While he was here in Atlanta.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Because a savage doesn't have furniture.
He's an odd duck.
He's an odd duck.
But pretty good player. And I think he had a couple catches last week as well. Everybody did. They were spraying the ball all over the place against the Browns. All right. We're going to grab a break. We will come back and we will tell you some of the keys that we think it will take for the Falcons to beat the Patriots on the road this afternoon. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We need to get that little guitar in there a little bit more, you know? What is that? A mandolin maybe? I don't know what that is. I'm going to work that back in. More mandolin samples in rap songs. That's what I'm advocating for. That's the platform I'm running on. Yeah. Vote for Bunker 2026. Putting mandolins back in rap songs. I don't even know if that's what that instrument's called. Whatever. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smoking Joe Patrick. Getting you ready for the Falcons and the Patriots this afternoon. A couple more segments for us before we hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show at 11 o'clock. We will give you the last shreds of information that we have in our minds after a week of getting ready for this game, coming off the Dolphins game, getting ready for the Falcons and Patriots in about 20 minutes from right now, as well as a final score prediction. I will say, Joe, one of the many telltales that things have gone badly for the Falcons over the last couple of weeks is people just start lashing out in different areas to blame. We did have a caller on our show on Thursday or Wednesday this week on the AMA who blamed you and me for being overly positive and predicting that things good could happen to the Falcons for why they're losing on Sundays. The guy was like, look, everything you guys say in your key segment, the opposite happens. And so stop doing it.
I hope he's paying attention right now.
Yeah, I'm about to say a bunch of negative stuff. No, I'm not. But that's what he advocated. He was like, start saying mean stuff and bad stuff in the key segment,
yeah,
and then maybe the opposite will happen and they'll win some games. And I was like, all right. If you're blaming me and Joe, things must have gone sideways.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's how you
you're
know.
Really fishing right that's now to try know. To find some places to blame. But yeah, this is where we get to our keys to the game. So the floor is yours. Lead the way. What's the number one key?
The number one key is overall just adapting to what this game presents being on the road. You know, you're going to be in the elements a little bit. Not that it's going
to
be bad weather. I was just checking. It's 46 degrees there right now.
Clear,
and it's,
dry.
It's supposed to be sunny and dry. Yep, exactly. But that's also kind of the game that, again, I just don't feel like the Falcons even adapt to that situation very well at all. Like, you know, the Carolina Panthers was a beautiful, sunshiny, you know, blue sky day, and they went and literally didn't score a point in that game. And so this team, and Michael Penix specifically, needs to prove to themselves really that they can go up and win in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that elements have played a factor in any of the
Not
games
at all.
So far this year. I mean, and again, both teams playing it too, right? So
again, to something we said earlier, you would actually kind of one of the things that the strong suits of Penix actually is supposed to be able to play well in elements. So you almost kind of wish that there were some elements.
I don't know if you saw this during the week, but Matt Ryan had a podcast or something.
I did see this.
Where he was like against the Dolphins. He was like, it should have just opened the roof. It was raining outside. Dolphins can't play in the rain. You got a retractable roof. Use the elements to your advantage, which I love the idea.
I am so obviously proud of Matt
Falcons
Ryan.
Falcons fans would have been furious.
Matt, that is a true media member type of take to have.
It is.
To think that was going to substantially change the way that game unfolded in any particular way.
But, yeah, I don't think there was. I mean, Tua had one eye, you know? Like, the football gods tried to help
right,
you.
Right.
The man woke up on Sunday morning with his eye swollen shut
went
out there like a pirate and diced you in half.
Does the player, Matt Ryan, think that that's making a difference? I mean, I don't know.
That's kind of a funny thing to say.
It was, yeah.
For sure. It'll be a good crowd. The Patriots are playing well. They've won five games in a row. Like, the Drake May enthusiasm up there is understandably high. Like, mm-hmm. they think they got it right. They think they have the best quarterback from that draft class.
I think they got it right.
I think they got it right. I'm not going to say they got the best quarterback in the draft class because one of the other guys is taking snaps for the Falcons today,
mm-hmm.
And we want him to be the best quarterback in the draft class. But yeah, I mean, thus far, I mean, now Jaden Daniels played pretty damn good football last year. He's been hurt a lot.
All these quarterbacks are really showing up so far,
except for JJ.
Yeah, who hasn't really, you know, he hasn't really had an opportunity, but the small opportunity we've seen, he has not gotten it done. But
although he's played two games this year, right? And in one of them, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Remember that?
Week one, NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Because he completed three passes in the first three quarters.
He had like 150 yards passing.
Yeah. And then in the fourth quarter, they scored, I think, three touchdowns and came back and won the game.
He scored a zone read run.
Yeah. They gave him I don't know how that happened. But
and Nate Landman was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week
well. That is correct, yes.
Falcons could use Nate Landman right now, feels like.
Dude, they would love to have Nate Landman right now.
You know what? I was actually talking with my dad about this because my dad loves Nate Landman just because, like, he's just your classic, like, old school middle linebacker who does a lot of things that, like, you know,
well, so
people
JD
of a certain
Bertrand.
Generation like.
So is JD Bertrand, isn't he?
I don't think, like, Nate Landman had a core strength, which was to stick his nose in the A gap and be able to knock your ass backwards.
Great run stopper.
JD Bertrand might like the idea of being a guy who can stick his nose in there, but he gets knocked backwards.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
right.
And Nate Landman has a core strength, and he has obvious limitations in some other aspects. But to me, give me a player who has some strength that you can truly rely upon, and you can plan around the rest of it.
Yeah, if you've got an elite skill, then exactly, then you can make up for some of the other limitations.
Yes,
I don't know that JD Bertrand has an elite skill, unfortunately. Hopefully, they can deal with that today.
And on that front, to bring it kind of back to Penix and this offense being able to produce in, you know, outside, outdoors, on the road, be able to use Penix's skill in being able to get defenses off of you out of the line of scrimmage by throwing the deep ball. You know, can they kind of finally figure out that connection with Darnell Mooney, that speedster that you have on the outside to burn some of these defenses deep?
That's my number one key in this game. And it's such a basic thing. I'll try to layer it a little bit as I go beyond the statement, but it's that Michael Penix has to play a good game today.
Yeah.
Like a legitimately good game. Not one at the end where it's like, well, you know, he was 21 of this and didn't throw any interceptions. Like, no, you need to watch the game, and while you're watching it, feel the difference that's being made by the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. And I don't know how many times this year that's happened, a couple, and maybe it's only been for a half. Maybe it's only been for a drive here and there. I don't know that he's put together a full, like, 60-minute performance so far this season. And today would be a great day to do it because, first of all, it's very hard to run the ball against the Patriots, and I would imagine it will be hard to run the ball against them today. The run game needs to play a factor and be a part of it today also. I'm not saying you're not just flat out, hey, you're not going to be able to run the ball today. You need to be able to run the ball too. But we just haven't really seen that from Michael Penix yet.
100%.
And you know what the Patriots are going to try to take away. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to try to make you one-dimensional and make that one dimension throwing the football. You have to have, and Randy said this great on Friday, your plan B, when plan A, running the ball, hasn't worked, your plan B has sucked.
Yeah.
And it sucked partially because the plan hasn't been good, but also the execution hasn't been good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, maybe with Mooney being as healthy as he's been this year, maybe you can hit a deep pass or two, or at least just loosen them up that way. Getting Drake London back, you know, will be helpful as well. And Pitts has been really good. But yeah, no, today is one of those days where if the quarterback has a bad game, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to kind of just add on to that point and kind of also frame it as like, Michael Penix has to be the reason why you win this game. You need to come out of this game. If you're going to, in my opinion, if you're going to win this game, you're going to come out of it and saying, Michael Penix played really great and allowed us to win, carried us to a win in this game, which is ultimately what you need from your quarterback in the NFL, right? Like, but I think the reason why this game specifically you need to feel that way is because I think the Patriots are going to come out in man coverage, and that's been the game plan against the Falcons. That's what's shown to be effective against them. You do not want to let Drake London find, you know, these soft spots and zones where he can catch the ball with a little bit of space to go upfield and pick up an additional 10 yards after the catch. The book on the Falcons is to play man coverage, and it also, when you're playing man coverage, you're creating tighter windows for the quarterback to throw into. Now, if you actually put accurate passes on those receivers in those situations, they have more room to hurt you after the catch there. But that's also kind of the book on Penix, is that he's not been the most accurate quarterback. And so in order to be effective against man coverage, you do have to be accurate. But I think there's great reward that is possible for Michael Penix on the field today if he is able to make some of those throws.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to do things today to win this game that you haven't done this
exactly
year.
Yep.
Penix hadn't been good on the road in his career thus far. He has to be good on the road today. Their offense has been significantly less effective against man coverage versus zone. You know they're going to throw that at you. You have to be good at that. You haven't been good at it. You have to be today.
Mm-hmm.
And their run defense is quite good. I think the stat was they haven't allowed anyone to rush for more than 50 yards on them so far this season. Well, that has to change.
Yep.
Bijan Robinson has got to have more than 50 yards on the ground today, and you have to do it effectively to where you can have a run-pass balance. You can't simply, and I know that last week they abandoned the run for a couple of reasons. It wasn't effective, and then they were down by 3 touchdowns. But you know, all of these things that so far this season either you haven't been able to do or people haven't been able to do to the Patriots have to happen today if you're going to win this game.
And you know they're going to be keyed in on Bijan Robinson, not just because he's Bijan Robinson and he's obviously dangerous, but
he's the best player in the world, Joe.
When you hear the way that Mike Vrabel talked about Bijan Robinson and comparing him to Marshall Faulk, that is telling you that he is central to their defensive game plan, that is the player that they are going to be keyed on to stopping in order to kind of cut the head off the snake.
Every defensive game plan is.
Yeah.
Right? Every team you play, that's the guy. That's the red circle guy on the game plan because of how dynamic he is. And that's what's – I mean, that losing the games and losing the games the way the Falcons have the last couple of weeks is the most frustrating thing. But one of the equally frustrating or similarly equally frustrating things is – you've got a guy that when he's at his best and you're giving him opportunities is one of the most fun players to watch in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You're being denied fun. The last 2 weeks have not been fun to watch Bijan Robinson because he hasn't gotten anything going.
And
there's a couple that one drive coming out of halftime against San Francisco where they featured him, they threw it to him a little bit, looked pretty good. There was one drive against the Dolphins, maybe.
Was there?
Maybe there was. I don't know. There was like a brief moment, or maybe I just wanted there to be. Yeah. I don't know. But like, it's frustrating when your team's not executing. It's especially frustrating when there's a guy like that when he is executing is so dynamic and entertaining and enjoyable to not be doing it also. You need him to play well to win, but it's also just fun to watch him play well.
Yeah, and one of the things that the Falcons talked about this week that was clearly a point of emphasis for them in the coaching and in the meeting rooms was geared towards this, but it's starting on the offensive line and getting these guys blocking the right guys, which I know that sounds really basic, but that starts with identifying the front and understanding then how the blocking combinations are supposed to work against that specific front. And that has not been on point for the Falcons these last couple weeks. So they've got to get that, you know, basically tied up. Both in the run game and the pass game, because it has ramifications in both aspects.
Yeah. I'm also just kind of interested when you look at some of the personnel that New England has offensively. And a Stephon Diggs can, any Sunday, destroy a team.
He's still Stephon Diggs.
He's had a couple real good games this year, and he's looked better as the season's gone on. I think Kayshon Boutte, I don't know. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Number 9. He's dynamic, man.
Yeah.
Like he can get over the top of a defense. He's a home run hitter. Like, and Drake May loves throwing the football to him.
It will be interesting to see how they try to scheme up against this Falcons defense too, where we saw Mike Hughes struggle last week when he got matched up against Jalen Waddle. It was obviously a tough test for him.
Yeah, man. I know. And again, the quarterback's just playing really well. He likes to run. They had a great plan against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They had all their guys, though.
Exactly. I was going to say that plan was predicated on certain Jalen players
Walker,
being on the field.
Jalen Walker had
Walker, Divine Diablo.
Had an incredible day that day. Exactly.
You can't just spy. Use Divine Diablo to spy Drake May.
No.
Are you spying with J.D. Bertrand?
I wouldn't be doing that.
I wouldn't either.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. Plus, he's got that real big helmet.
I was going to call it the mushroom cap.
He's really easy to identify.
They all look like Toad, all the players who have those things on.
I support it. It is for safety. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you play bad with one on,
I know.
It's just like highlighted. It's like, oh, there's that guy again.
It's like being a basketball player who wears the t-shirt underneath. It's like you have to be really good that you can't suck with that getup.
Guys wear like long sleeves now sometimes.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. Just put the tank top on. You know? Wear a tank top. All right. We'll come back. Final segment for us here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show to wrap things up. Some final thoughts on what it's going to take for the Falcons to win this game on the road against the New England Patriots today. I do want to remind you that the Tailgate Show is brought to you by Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more, the ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at thewsauce.com. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stay tuned later on today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That'll be halftime during the Falcons Radio Network broadcast of the Falcons-Patriots game. Radio Network pregame show comes up in 20 minutes as well, as they'll take you all the way up till kickoff, getting you ready for, I don't know. I mean, last week, we talked all week about how it was a must-win. You got to beat the Dolphins. They didn't. So what is the game?
Now it's a must win.
It's like you just got it. I mean, honestly, I'm not going that far because it's going to be really hard to beat the Patriots on the road in Foxborough. I hope that they do, and I think that they can. To me, it's just a must play well. Like, you have to have a good performance to convince people to continue to care about this season, because they've had two performances this year that me and Randy were talking about it during the week. Two of the five worst performances in the NFL this year. I don't know what the other three would be that would get anywhere near what the Falcons have done with the Panthers and the Dolphins.
Bengals had a terrible one against the Vikings where they got blown out by like 40 or something.
Okay, and the Packers lost to the Browns with Flacco quarterbacking, so that was pretty bad. They were up by 10 in the fourth quarter and lost that game. So, there are, but I don't think any team has had two no-show performances. Right. So
no one's done it twice.
And
sure.
It's, you know, this is such a low bar and an unacceptable thing to be asking a professional football team to do, but they need to show up and look ready. Like, they need to show up and look buttoned up today.
Let me ask you a question. Coming off of last week's game against the Dolphins and what we saw in that game, do you come into this game against New England more concerned about the offensive side of the football or the defense? Because I will say, on the offensive defense. Side of the football, right, you're getting Penix back. Yeah. You have the star players that you've invested in with Drake London and Bijan Robinson, et cetera.
I also know what the offense needs to do
to
function. Like, it's pretty simple. Like, if the run game works, the offense works. If the run game doesn't, the offense doesn't. Now, again, you have to maybe change that up today, too. Like, if the run game is stalling, Penix has to be able to help you win this football game.
Mm-hmm.
but it's pretty simple diagnosis for what's gone wrong on the offense. The defense, I think, is harder to fix.
I totally agree with you. And it's a different answer than I don't think there's any other week this season where I would have said this, except for this particular week where we come off of last week and see the specific issues that we did see, which was, frankly, J.D. Bertrand and the Falcons' inability to properly or be able to replace Divine Diablo with what he does in that defense. And that, to me, sets off just, you know, a massive question mark as to, like, how do you fix that? Where, to your point, I don't have those same kinds of question marks on the offensive side of the football. You know, just that they just need to execute. Yeah, you know, the execution. If they just do that, then they're going to be fine on that side of the ball. But I don't even know if they, you know, is it just down to execution on defense? I don't even know. I don't even know if they have the talent where they need it at that point.
Yeah, I guess ultimately it is, right? I mean, ultimately it's always down to execution. If you have a bad play call, you have to go out and execute it. If you execute it well, it can still work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, you know, in talking to Randy all these years about the games, he's like, yes, definitely play calling and game plan and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, they call the play and we got to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't make any sense, that's the play. We mm-hmm. have to go do it right now and execute it. I don't know. I don't want to say they can't, because I think that they can, but it's just a lot harder for the defense right now because of all of the guys that aren't out there. And it was fun a couple of weeks ago coming off that Bills game to be like, what is it that's leading this defense to be playing at this level? And I think the thing that we kind of settled on was they found the missing puzzle piece in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Divine Diablo fits so perfectly in what they want to do that not only is he thriving, he's allowing all of the guys around him to fit into their spot in the puzzle as well.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Caden Ellis can do all of the stuff that he does best and doesn't have to fill in here and there for other linebackers that might not be able to do it.
Exactly.
But I also do think that not having Jalen Walker the last couple of weeks is a really big deal,
mm-hmm.
especially in defending the run. I mean, Zach Harrison has been fantastic this year. He was out, and that's a big deal too.
Huge miss.
And, you know, I mean, you're still dealing with young players and injuries in the secondary as well. Billy Bowman, and he's not going to play today, and he's been out for a couple of games too. So I just think, you know, no team is at full strength at this point of the season. But when they were defensively, it really looked impressive. But now you're starting to chip away at it, and you've missed that really important piece in the middle. They're just not the same defense that they were a couple of weeks ago because of that.
And I think we're going to learn kind of exactly how important some of those guys are who are missing, because this team is just two games away from having played Buffalo, who these two quarterbacks are really being compared to quite often by people in the Falcons building and in the national media with Drake May and Josh Allen. And obviously the Falcons were able to do a really good job bottling Josh Allen up. And honestly, like, it shouldn't be understated. Like, that was the worst that Josh Allen had played in like 3 years,
yeah.
I think, statistically. The Falcons also approached him way more aggressively in terms of the amount of blitzes that they brought against him than he I think it was the most he'd been blitzed since 2019 or mm-hmm. something like that. Crazy. Will Jeff Ulbrich still feel licensed to be able to have that kind of game plan against a Drake May if they want to defend him similarly with the pieces that he has available to him? It'll be just be very interesting to see how this Falcons defense plays, but I agree it's a bigger question mark at this point.
Yeah, and again, okay, but that probably was expected at the beginning of the year.
Right? Exactly.
Like,
yep.
That we were all kind of astonished at how well the defense was playing through 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, this is not what anyone kind of forecasted. It's great. I hope it can keep up. And maybe they can get back to that level as guys get healthy. The offense was supposed to be the identity and the backbone of this football team, and it hasn't been.
That defense quickly became a crutch for this team to kind of rely upon,
yeah.
And now it's kind of been kicked out from underneath them. That this offense is going to have to stand up on their own.
I mean, they've really only had the one game where they played well offensively from beginning to end, and that was against Washington. I mean, they scored 34 points against Washington. They could have scored, you know, if Drake London doesn't drag his toenail at the end of the first half and they make both of the field goals in the second half, they would have put up 30 on Buffalo as well. But, I mean, anybody that watched that game saw the offense wasn't the same in the second half as it was in the first half. Other than that, I mean, we're talking about 10 against the 49ers, 10 against the Dolphins, 0 against the Panthers, 22 against the Vikings, but the only touchdown they scored was let them in the end zone so they could try to get the ball back. They
Great
kicked
point.
A bunch of field goals in that game.
Yep.
Like, the offense has not been
hasn't been effective. It hasn't scored points.
Well, and that's the thing, is because they have moved the ball a
exactly.
ton. We talked about this last week.
Right.
The biggest discrepancy in the league in terms of yards versus points put up, it's taken them 20 yards per point on offense this year. I don't know what the normal differences, but it's not normally
not that
big.
Much.
So they've moved the ball effectively. They just haven't been able to get into the end zone. And they didn't move the ball effectively
it's
last
like
week.
The old meme, you have one job. You have one job, and that's to score points for the offense. That's ultimately the goal, and they just have not done that.
Well, that's why I never get too caught up in the idea of number one ranked this or that if we're not talking about points.
Right.
Who's the number one offense in the NFL at scoring?
Right.
Like, they're not giving you extra credit for getting a bunch of yards and not getting in the end zone.
We're not running for Heisman here.
Who's the number one offense at scoring, and who's the number one defense at preventing scoring?
Yep.
Those are the ones that I'm looking at, and they're not either of those things. But, you know, another opportunity today. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll give you some score predictions. Last couple thoughts here on the Falcons and Patriots matchup coming up this afternoon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, final couple minutes here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smoking Joe Patrick, Noel pushing all the right buttons, as always, doing a great job producing the show. We'll hand off to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show in just about 4 minutes from right now. They'll take you up until kickoff at 1 o'clock at Foxborough, Falcons and Patriots, and then hopefully this afternoon/evening, Chris Thomas will be taking happy, excited Falcons fans phone calls on the Falcons flyover. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping that that's what happens this afternoon. Is that what you're predicting will happen this afternoon as we sort of have a few minutes left to maybe make a score prediction and game? How's the game going to look and all that kind of stuff?
You know, I'm one of those kinds of people, Andy, where I believe it when I see it. Like, I have to see it. I can't go off the theory. And so I have not yet seen Michael Penix play well on the road. And mm-hmm. so until I actually see that happen, I feel like I can't, in my heart of hearts, actually believe that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard because, you know, we did our keys to the game about half an hour ago and said as much in the lead up to the keys, but a lot of the stuff that needs to happen today for the Falcons to win is stuff that you haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they're going to throw a bunch of man coverage at them. Haven't been able to do a ton offensively against that. The last couple of weeks, it seems as though defensive coordinators have found a way to slow the run down. So you know Vrabel has spent a lot of time this week on that. So they have to figure that riddle out. The road Penix has not played well on. I hope, and this somebody was bringing this up this week about, you know, you don't trust the kicker outdoors. I hope this game ends up being tight enough in the fourth quarter to where that comes up. Now, I hope obviously Romo makes the kick and they win the game, but like in order for the kicker to matter, game's got to be tight late, right?
Right.
Like in the fourth quarter against the 49ers, when they decided to go for that fourth down instead of kick it, that showed up because whatever, conditions, didn't trust him from that distance, whatever. Maybe they just go for it. They're aggressive. I don't know. There's a lot of different answers we've gotten as to why they did what they did in that moment. But at least it was a choice because the game was tight and that sort of swayed the way that it came out. The kicker didn't do anything against the Dolphins. He actually made his kick.
Yeah.
He was one for one. He made his kick. But just, no one's
Parker
talking
Romo's
about
it. Got to be thinking, just my luck.
Just my luck. The week where I was feeling it, they didn't need me in the fourth quarter. Yeah, he made his extra point as well on the touchdown that they scored. The good thing about playing such a hot team in the Patriots right now, 6-2, 5 in a row, on the road at their house where the Falcons are right now, is a win in a game like this goes a long way towards getting the confidence back, certainly in the building, sure, but also amongst the fans.
For sure. Absolutely. And they need that in the worst way, you know, especially when you're going into a game next week where things are going to be weird, where you go on the road to Germany and you still have to play like a top team, and you want to have that confidence of proving to yourself. That's something else that the team has been talking about. Like, we don't need to, like, it's not about proving anything to anybody else. We need to prove it to ourselves that, you know, we can go into this kind of game with the, you know, decks stacked against us, so to speak, or just kind of like everybody counting us out. We want to prove it to ourselves that we can get it done here. Ultimately, do I think it's going to happen? No, but I'm not saying it's not possible either.
You don't think the Falcons win? Fine. I mean, that's reasonable. That's one of the three outcomes. They could win, lose, or tie. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a weird score game, like 25-20, something like that.
That's actually exactly what the implied score is.
Is that what it is? Marks.
Yeah. It's a 45.5-point over-under with a 5-point favorite. New England's 5-point favorites. So that's the exact implied score. Technically 25.5-20.
But I'm flipping it. I think the Falcons are going to be the team that scores 25.
Okay.
I think Penix is going to have an impressive performance today.
We'll love that.
Me too. It would really, really be good. I don't want to be at 5:30 in the morning next Sunday doing a show with you talking about a team that's 3-5. Let's be talking about a team that's 4-4. All right? Have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the Falcons game this afternoon. The Falcons Radio Network broadcast coming up next. Thanks so much for being with us. This show has been brought to you by Montlick. Choose Montlick. Call #win. That's Montlick Injury Attorneys. Talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.